Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I want to point out something that nobody on the ticket text pointed out. We didn't pick MSU. And no one even noticed or cared. The old brass platoon. Spread's 27.5. Punished for irrelevance. Too many other good games. I hope people understand.
It's a great trophy.
The old brass platoon?
Yeah. It's a great one.
Where does it rank in your Big Ten trophies?
For John, number one.
It's close. Yeah. I mean, okay. Who doesn't love a good spittoon?
I don't know, but Little Brown Jug.
I guess it would probably be top five, just in terms of the trophy itself.
What about when Illinois and Ohio State used to play for a live turtle? The Illibuck. See, I like all this cheesy, traditional Big Ten trophies.
Which one's you got the giant pig? That's a Minnesota one.
Yeah, that's Floyd Rosedale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just say this, you omitted a local team for irrelevancy, so no more irrelevant games and picks ever again. Because I know last year, out of nowhere, you plucked this Panther-Cowboy game, and we're all like, why are we picking this? It's because he had some tell on it, and then he was wrong.
Yeah, remember so I was punished for my own,
karma. Trying to put a pick in there that you thought you just sneak one by us.
I got an edge. Yeah. They'll all slip on this banana peel.
So when Michigan becomes irrelevant, we can't pick them either.
Well, it could be.
Well, we're going to have to make a pick next week.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was only one
two
game.
Irrelevant teams.
We'll make that pledge. The Michigan-Michigan State game, of course, will be in the picks. Beyond that, though.
I actually like that we're omitting irrelevant games because Sony was always adamant on having the local teams in no matter what. And I remember it was like one time, what are we doing picking this? There's not even a spread out there.
I tend to want to put the local teams in, but guys, this week you have five ranked games in college football. We couldn't even get to all of them. We didn't have Bama, Tennessee, or LSU, Vandy. Vandy finally favored in a game for the first time in the history of time. There were too many good games.
All right, so if you were to pick the Indiana-Michigan State game, which is down in Bloomington, and what's the spread, 27.5?
Yeah.
Let's just,
unofficially,
who would you pick?
Unofficially.
Yeah.
For S's and Jesus's, as Stoney said. Not for that one.
Hoosiers alt spread lay 41.5.
Oh, wow.
I don't think Cignetti's going to let his guys let up after a big win, and I think MSU's dead as a doorknob.
Well, and it's I do say it's in Bloomington, and this is on the heels of him getting an unbelievable contract. I say unbelievable. I don't think anybody was surprised that
he
re-upped. Yeah, but the numbers are staggering. What is it? Third highest paid coach in college football. And if he's going to go in on Illinois the way he did to make a statement, I think statement coming.
Do you know how the margin of victory in that game was? 53 points. He beat Illinois by 53 points.
Right. And so I just think this. So I would take Indiana. And with that spread, it's a huge spread.
Boys?
I would take the points and take Michigan State.
Damn, we should have put it on the card. I could have made up a game.
Look, winning by 27.5 points, 26 points isn't a bad thing.
In the Big Ten.
That's a ton of points. And I guess I at least thinking that Michigan State has a pulse to bounce back from last week. That might be stupid, but these are still college kids. Indiana's got a lot of press clippings this week. They had a long trip back from Oregon, all feeling good. You got this coaching contract. Yeah, they'll want to, but maybe they come out a little slow, you know, just because of the distractions I was talking about. It's a hard spread to cover then.
UCLA almost covered that, and it was in...
Yeah, but next last week isn't this week. We
I understand that's,
but that was homecoming. Greg?
Little collegiate up-down with the emotions going in opposite directions for both teams. I would take the points in Michigan State.
What do you think Heather would do? Take her Spartans?
Well, I don't know. She went against her people in the NFL picks.
And then she even took the Wolverines.
And she took the Wolverines.
You know,
so.
You know what it is? She's losing some ground.
Uh-huh.
And yes. She's getting cutthroat.
Desperation
yeah.
picks.
You know
yeah.
what it is? She's one of these Spartan fans who want to see Michigan win by 50.
I'll defend her on that one. I don't think that she would be able to stomach that.
We got a text from a Spartan who says, I can tell you, you guys can skip the Spartans every week until the job search starts.
Oh, until we're laying money on who the next coach is going to be?
Yeah. It's depressing because this can be and has been like a...
John Gruden, a really plus 300.
Okay.
Did you see Gruden in the green and white?
Could I see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He wants to get back into coaching.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want that as a Michigan fan, would you?
No. No. So if you're asking me, like, who should they hire, it's probably best if I tell you the coaches that I don't want them to hire. And one of them would be Gruden. Obviously, one of them would be Pat Fitzgerald. Yeah, go ahead and hire James Franklin. You know, get you, you know, really close, but never be able to beat, you know, it win any big games.
Right. So there's your explanation. Not that anybody cared, but that's why we didn't have the Spartans in the picks this week. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Brendan. Brendan Shabath on the updates is in the studio.
Yeah, Brendan, so who you taking if it was a pick?
I will say Chris Villar over at WWJ asked me this morning how many points I think Indiana's going to score.
Yeah.
I don't see there being any way that it's less than 49.
Okay.
So how many does MSU score?
So let's just say they score 50.
Right.
How much do you think Michigan State will put on the board?
An injured or perhaps zero Aiden Childs. I don't think it's going to be more than 13.
Blowout city.
Yes. Which is what we're hoping for at this point.
Okay, so that's what we're going to tap into as the show rolls on at some point today. Like, do MSU fans want to be humiliated? That's the point that they've reached. You would say yes.
I think most, yeah, because I think Valeni put it well earlier this week that Michigan State needs to be humiliated into action.
Well, it took Penn State. They had to lose not one, not two, but three straight games, including one to Northwestern, before real change happened to James Franklin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.